The latest tallies show only about 32% of voters favored the bond. The growing district is calling for 8 new elementary schools, 2 middle schools, and 1 high school. Stephen Dunham is a spokesperson for the Jordan School District.
I think that the results show more that people did not understand the facts. Truly, I think we maybe hurried things a little bit too much and didn't take the time necessary to educate our parents and our patrons about the crisis we're facing with growth in the school district.
Back in June, about 77% of those polled in a Jordan School District survey said they would support a bond of this size. But that enthusiasm didn't play out in the polls. Dunham says the misconception is that the district was asking the public to fill a list of wants rather than needs.
And really, these are our needs for the school district. We came forward with our needs, and those needs aren't going to change.
In the weeks leading up to the election, the mayors of Bluffdale, South Jordan, and Riverton railed against the bond, and the Utah Taxpayers Association launched an anti-bond campaign as well. They began circulating a graph that Royce Van Tassel, vice president of the organization, says illustrates the tax rates that would be necessary to pay for the bond.
And voters understood just how significant this is. They would have had the highest tax rate in the state.
District officials say the graph likely confused voters because it failed to illustrate how the bond repayments would be spread out over a period of 5 to 6 years. Van Tassel says his organization became involved in the Jordan School District bond when the district declined to consider implementing trimester schedules and use cheaper building materials. Stephen Dunham says since the bond failed, the district will likely be weighing options like year-round class schedules and double school day sessions. Whitney Evans, KUER News.